Get Woke, Go Broke, Meghan and Harry's charity raised under $50,000 in 2020. By Kurt Zindelka on January 5, 2022. Meghan Markle and her husband Prince Harry's charitable foundation spent more in legal fees than they actually raised in 2020, according to uncovered financial filings. The infamously woke Sussexes, who have become champions of leftist causes such as Black Lives Matter and the alleged climate crisis, have been revealed to have raised only tens of thousands of dollars in 2020 for their U.S.-based charity Archul. According to documents uncovered by the Daily Mail, Harry and Meghan told the Internal Revenue Service that their charity raised less than $50,000, £37,000, in 2020. In the United States, charities have to file a public Form 990 with the IRS every year, detailing their income and expenses. However, those that raise less than $50,000 are required to give much less information to the tax collecting agency. The paper went on to reveal the couple's UK-based charity, MWX Foundation, formerly Sussex Royal, spent at least $55,600, £41,000, on attorneys, meaning that the couple's charitable foundation spent more on legal fees than they raised for charity. The paltry sum raised by the Archul Foundation is surprising given its widely publicized launch in 2020 after the Sussexes controversially stepped aside from their role as senior royals to pursue money-making ventures in Hollywood. The foundation has partnered with globalist charities such as the Aspen Institute and Global Citizen to combat misinformation surrounding vaccines as well as to push for vaccine equity through shipping vaccines to the Third World. Prince Harry was a keynote speaker at Global Citizen's VaxLive, the Concert to Reunite the World event in Los Angeles in May. "We are experiencing a viral pandemic alongside a digital pandemic. In today's world, we are so connected, like a vast nervous system, whether we're online or not," Harry said, adding, "I believe that misinformation is a global humanitarian crisis and the crisis is getting worse." Later that month, the woke couple announced that Archul would be joining forces with consumer goods corporation Procter & Gamble, P&G, to focus on gender equality. A statement from the charity said that through the partnership it would seek to elevate the voices of adolescent girls to ensure their point of view and lived experience is heard at the tables where decisions are made. In November, the couple announced that they pledged to make their Archul Foundation carbon neutral by the year 2030, saying that all of us at Archul, led by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, share our pledge towards a more sustainable future. However, many have noted that Harry and Meghan have not exactly lived up to their rhetoric on the climate, ironically using private jets to fly to climate summits on multiple occasions. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.